And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Yo, you look back and laugh, fucking rule. Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll. I am sitting here with some Albany punks and the very depraved, wild man Hal has come to visit as well. And everyone is going to play some raging jams for you. And that was from the new Look Back and Laugh 12-inch, which has a really intensely awesome cover, which is kind of like a... It looks a bit like the second Damned album, actually, and it's really cool, and the record fucking rages, and we just saw Talk Is Poison, obviously, last night, and they were incredible too, so, and we heard rumours that they are practising today, including some new material, so there's some exciting gossip for all you exciting gossip fans. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to play the first set, and this is some new shit that I like, the first band, and by the way, I'm gonna butcher pronunciations, and I'm really sorry. I need to learn Finnish and I need to learn Portuguese, because anyway, for whatever reasons, first up, this is a Brazilian band called Os Estudantes. For some insane reason only made 100 copies of this record, so, and clearly you need to get it, and anyways, it rules.
I'm gonna make it more. give away. What I live for, find some money, hungry or without that many for. That's the same thing that's gone, that's the end of the war. I'm trying to work. Look at how I'm insane. I ain't expecting any other way. What I live for, there's more than history. There's more than history. Play in this place, there's more than you and me. Run about overcome.
We'll be right back.
and ain't that the truth? We will bury you. So that was a set of some new shit. First up was from Brazil, Os Estudantes with Odio. And then was from this insane new Finnish comp that I've completely forgotten the name of. But it's, I think it's Propaganda is Hippies. And it's fucking raging. Like, it made pretty much everyone's top 10 this month. And it features like Kill to Lucky, Totus, Sortila, and a bunch of bands I can't pronounce, including the one that I played, which is called Vi Minen Kolona. And that was a song called Paru San Tedja. So sorry to the Finns for butchering your language, but you know how I do. And then it was Zero Defects, 1984 by The Wall, which is a reissue of a demo that they put out in the early 80s. And Zero Defects is actually my roommate Tommy Strange's old hardcore band, and it's pretty raging. And then Social Side with Thoughts of My Future, which is on Kangaroo Records and just came out. And then I decided to do a double whammy of bags, mostly because of my masterful DJing skills. But there is a reissue of the bags. It's a compilation LP, and it's really cool looking. And if you can get the screened copy, do that, because it looks really cool. But anyway, I played We Don't Need the English, which is from the Yes LA comp, I think, and then We Will Bury You, which is the song I actually meant to play. So even though I played two songs in a row, it's just because I just rule so hard, I guess, at being a DJ. So now we have some Albany guests. Do you want to come introduce yourself?
Sure.
You have to speak right close.
Right close?
Hello.
What's your
My
name?
Name's Ron. I'm actually not from Albany. I'm from Schenectady.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Should I talk about this song?
Yeah, he's going to play a set, and now he will tell you about the meaning of this set.
We went to the beach yesterday. I hate the beach. There was a dead bird coated in oil. There was a dead jellyfish, and it was cold. The dead milkmen share my vision.
Sand is hurting my tender feet. The air smells like rotting fish and solar cane. I hate the people on the beach with their towels and umbrellas. They're so insane.
I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach now. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach now.
I hate my girlfriend. She lies on the beach like a barrier reef, soaking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun.
Beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach.
Heard the Triggers. It was a bitchin' song about drinking gasoline, super punk. Then it was the Neon Maniacs. My roommates and I used to listen to that song 5 or 6 times in a row, really loud. I recommend it. Then it was the Plugs. I don't need to say anything more. And the Necros, because I've never seen that record before and I probably never will again. Thanks.
And now Hal descends from above.
Yes, yes. All right. I got an all CD set since we get a bunch of CDs in here, and sometimes they don't get as much love as some people would like them to. So anyways, this is a brand new release by Thrill House Records of an old East Bay favorite. This is Bobby Joe Ebola and the Chicken McNuggets. Yep, check it out.
Psychotic. I think a schizophrenic one be okay. Get to talk to a different girl every day.
Excellent. That was Riot Squad from the UK off their Persecute the Weak and Control the Strong. That's on Suicide Circle Records. They're out of the UK. Did I already say that? Previous to that were Manville doing Obsession off their Potty Animals CD. They're out of Boise, Idaho, and that's I think it's a self-released one. It's Manville number 10, number 208, number 208, number 10. Before that were the Revolts. This is a demo song, Scales, on Revoltage Records. They're a local San Francisco act. And previous to that were the 40 Marshas, and that one was Revenge off their debut CD. They're out of L.A., and that is on Beatville Records. And I started things off with Bobby Joe Ebola and the Children McNuggets. That was Psychotic Girlfriend, the Smurf Nazis. And that's off Carmelita Sings, Visions of a Rock Apocalypse. Excellent. Excellent reissue. You should go check it out. It's actually mostly acoustic, but that was a radio-friendly hit. All right. Who we got next? What's going on?
Jen is now going to rock us till we drop on the wheels of steel. What are you going to play, Jen?
Wow, I wish I could really rock you that hard, but this is actually a four-song theme set with a fifth song at the end that has nothing to do with the theme, but I'd like to shake things up a bit. The theme of this is school, because Layla and Ron and I had an intense conversation about the state of education in America last night while walking home from the show, so figured I'd go with it. And the first song that you will be hearing is Screeching Weasel, I Was a High School Psychopath.
And who wasn't?
Oh! All I wanna do is go home. Why don't you all leave me alone? All I wanna do is go home. See to my friends, I feel like I'm in hell. I can't do the strings, so maybe I quit. Why don't you all leave me alone? All I wanna do is go home. Why don't you all leave me alone? All I wanna do is go home. Why don't you all leave me alone? All I wanna do is go home. Why don't you all leave me alone? All I wanna do is go home.
Jen is going to back announce. Sorry for the gaps, people that care about that stuff.
So that was a set started off by Screeching Weasel, I Was a High School Psychopath, followed up by the MC5, High School. Then we had The Replacements, Fuck School. Then we had a little bit more Necros, because you can never have enough, with Hate My School. And then that last song was just thrown in there, hopefully to get everybody off the couch and shaking their ass, by Nugenfaller. That was Adolf Hitler. And that set went out to a bunch of people in Albany. You know who you are. We really got to get on this shit. Back to Layla Gibbon to wrap us up.
Hey, so while the people in Albany are getting on their shit, I went through the record collection for the past couple of weeks just picking out random records that I thought the covers were cool, and here are some that I'm going to play that I think the covers are cool, and turns out the songs are pretty cool too. The first song I'm going to play is some random English art punk band from, I think, 79 called The Tenant. Came out on Tenant Records, and it's called TV Pharmaceuticals, because who can't get behind that?
Well, they put a telly inside your head. You let them do it. You thought you wouldn't have to pay. Take it anywhere and watch it all day. Soon everyone will have one, and won't that be neat? You can even watch it as you walk along the street. No personal contact, there'll be no riot. Everyone's controlled by an automatic pilot. TV pharmaceuticals keep the mind perverted. It's a new reality, it's the one we chose. Everybody lives in television shows. The shit will always be out. You won't be around, that's all. You'll be inside your head in your TV swimming pool.
Hey, so I very smoothly ended that set just to let you know that you are currently listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. And we have had two guest DJs, Jen and Ron, visiting from upstate New York. And Hal and me, the regulars. We can be reached on the web at MaximumRockAndRoll.com/radio or radio at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Send CD-only releases or two copies of vinyl to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And I just wanted to let you know, I just played the first up... Ah, shit, I lost my piece of paper. Whoa. The MRR sensor is going to love me. Anyway, The Tenant was first with TV Pharmaceuticals. It's like an old English... art punk band, kind of in the vein of the pop group, I guess. Wire, maybe? I don't even know. Super fucked up and rad. And then the Oven Men, who looks like they're from Williamsburg via Boston and San Francisco. And this has the craziest, raddest cover ever. It's like these two sharp-dressed dudes in tuxedos with a weird mohawk afro. And it rules. It's on Oven Hot Records. Came out in 81. Then was Pat with two A's from...
Umlauts.
Yeah, and umlauts. I'm not sure where they're from. Somewhere in the Nordic countries. That song was called Jet Set. It's from 1979 from a 7-inch on Love Records. Pretty raging. They all look really normal, like ski instructors, in fact, on the cover. And that's kind of rad because it's before people knew you had to have a uniform to be a punk, I guess. And then I am going to... Oh, and then I played 1,000 Hertz with Youth in Crisis, which is a Hollywood band from the early 80s. And I am going to leave you with the reissue of the Church Police. Well, I guess this actually never came out. It's I think it's demos that are now on a 7-inch, and it came out on the Skull Tones record, and there are only 300 of them. So you're probably not going to get them. But you should try, because Church Police are crazy and fucked up, and they're on the first cover of Maximum Rock and Roll. And here goes.
I'm